popcorn to your left and your sweetheart to your right. You snuggle in the car and gaze through the windshield. It's the drive-in movie experience that many people remember fondly. Now, a new generation is being introduced to this American tradition. There are only about 400 drive-ins left in the country. There were over 4,000 at their height in the 1950s. But as NPR's Kara Gerhardt reports, those that survived are thriving.
Don Sanders has been a fan of drive-ins for as long as he can remember. In the early 1980s, Sanders started taking pictures of drive-ins across the country. Since then, he's turned his passion into two books and a documentary. Sanders feels sure that others share his interest.
I don't think that people don't want to go. I just don't think that they know they exist.
Pedestrians in downtown Washington, D.C. seem to confirm that suspicion.
A drive-in theater, you mean like an outside driving theater?
Go to Ohio.
I wouldn't have a clue.
Somewhere in the Midwest.
So if I ask you guys how to get to the closest one from where I'm standing right now, what would you say?
You'd have to go back to the 50s.
Go cool for the dog that's hot, and the burgers are the biggest.
The drive-in closest to the D.C. area is actually Benji's in Baltimore, Maryland. Benji's, which opened in 1956, was a late starter. Richard Hollingshead opened the very first one in Camden, New Jersey in 1933. Of course, 1967 brought daylight savings time. Then came the gas starved 70s and the advent of the VCR in the 1980s. One look at Becky's drive-in makes it hard to believe the industry's struggling. Daryl Beck is the co-owner of Becky's, nestled in the sweeping fields north of Philadelphia. On a recent busy Saturday night, Beck was stationed by the entrance, reluctant to turn people away from the packed lot.
He said it would be all right because we came all the way from New York. So maybe there was somewhere I could pull on the side or something.
Yeah, as a matter of fact.
Beck says they showed X-rated movies in the 1970s and 80s just to get by. But now, Becky's is a great example of the way the 21st century drive-in has come back to its roots. The playground at Becky's is jammed, and at the base of the movie screen, several families have spread picnics across plaid blankets. In the open field to the right, kids wait not so patiently for their turn to take a pony ride.
You hold on real tight, okay? Here we go.
Head due west across the country from Becky's drive-in, and eventually you'll come across the 99W drive-in in Newburgh, Oregon. Christine Francis says it's been in her husband's family since 1953, but she's worried their days are numbered.
Once there's too much urbanization around the actual drive-in property, you cannot see the picture on the screen any longer.
So far, Francis says they haven't been swayed by offers on their property that climb into the millions.
It's like circus folk. It is in our family's blood. You know, as long as we can make a living and pay our mortgage, there's just no reason to have $4 million in the bank.
For others, that kind of money proved more tempting. The last drive-in in New Jersey, the birthplace of the industry, was leveled in 1991. Crews erected a mall featuring a 12-screen multiplex in its place. Kara Gerhardt, NPR News, Washington.